7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 6th day of July for 2017. Well, the 22-acre Gold Fire is now 100% contained. Crews and equipment worked on mop-up efforts throughout the night and will remain on scene throughout the day today. CAL FIRE reports that the fire off Gold Strike Road and Cemetery Avenue in San Andreas was caused by equipment use. CAL FIRE has issued a citation to the equipment operator for causing the fire and for not having proper firefighting tools within 25 feet. The fire was first reported around 4:30 in the afternoon and quickly spread to the surrounding vegetation. At one point, two structures were reported threatened, but they were not damaged. Ground crews were assisted by both helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft. Yesterday's fire should serve as a reminder of the dry conditions throughout the region. And for more information on safe equipment use, visit readyforwildfire.org.
And former Amador Unified School District official Elizabeth Chapin-Pinotti will be formally sentenced today. In May of this year, Chapin-Pinotti pled guilty to a single count of conflict of interest, in which, as a school official, she signed contracts for the purchase of textbooks that she herself had written and had a financial stake in. Now, as part of a plea deal, Judge Steve Hermanson expected to sentence Chapin-Pinotti to a 5-year suspended state prison sentence and order her to serve 120 days in the county jail and pay restitution. 9 other felony counts that were pending against the defendant include fraud, forging signatures, and perjury were dismissed. Chapin-Pinotti entered her plea at the start of what was to be a preliminary hearing with both school district officials and Amador Sheriff investigators present as witnesses. Chapin-Pinotti served for 6 months as interim school district superintendent and as assistant superintendent for curriculum for over 10 years for the Amador Unified School District. She resigned from the superintendent position in December of 2015 and from the school district in June of 2016 and was arrested for the textbook scheme in August of 2016.
Groundbreaking for the Plymouth Roundabout has been scheduled for later this month. Caltrans announced construction of the Highway 49 and Main Street intersection project will begin July 14th. The intersection is one of only two intersections serving the city of Plymouth on Highway 49. The intersection serves as the entrance to the Shenandoah Valley wine region, as well as the connection between El Dorado and Amador counties. In its current design, traffic congestion often is experienced with traffic backups on Main Street and or Shenandoah Road. In addition, the intersection is both skewed, curved, and has a significant elevation change from north to south, creating a hazard for traffic entering from both directions of Main Street. A top priority for the city of Plymouth, the project is expected to improve safety, increase traffic capacity, and improve local circulation. The groundbreaking ceremony starts at 10 a.m. That's on the 14th. The public is invited.
A runaway campfire burned close to an acre off Sierra Oaks Drive and Bear Creek Road in Moke Hill Monday afternoon. According to CAL FIRE, the incident reported around 12:30 and burned through 3/4 of an acre before being contained at 1:15. CAL FIRE and local fire companies were part of the initial dispatch. CAL FIRE reports the responsible parties were contacted and cited.
And the Calaveras Unified School District is looking for a board member. The vacancy is due to the resignation of Area 2 Trustee Kelly Smith. Applications to fill the vacant position are now being accepted. If you are a resident of Area 2, you can access the application on the Calaveras Unified School District webpage at calaveras.k12.ca.us. Better yet, just go to the webpage. Applications can be submitted till July 28th. All eligible candidates will be interviewed in a board meeting scheduled for August and will participate in the interview and selection process at that time. Any questions? Contact School Superintendent Mark Campbell.
And the Upcountry 88 Lions Club hosting a rib feed Saturday, July 8th at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. That's this Saturday. The no-host bar opens at 5:30 with dinner at 6. Enjoy a barbecued rib dinner with all the fixings and dessert, along with raffle and door prizes. For tickets, call 295-3343 or 6308. All proceeds benefit community services.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.